WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey everyone, Brooklyn Weston here, your friendly neighborhood guide to navigating this crazy thing called life. Ever feel like you're going through it all alone? Like your mental health roller coaster is just a solo ride with no pit stop in sight? Well, guess what? You're not alone. And trust me, building a supportive community can be the secret sauce to staying sane and thriving, even when things get tough. Today on Modern Stoicism, we're diving deep into the power of connection and how cultivating a supportive community can be your ultimate mental health superpower. Because let's face it, life is way less stressful when you have people who get you, right? You know that feeling when you share something personal with someone and they just listen without judgment? Or when you need a pep talk and bam, your friends show up like superheroes in capes or maybe sweatpants. That's the magic of community. Now, let's break down 5 key takeaways to help you build your own squad of support. 1. Embrace vulnerability. Yeah, I know, it can feel scary as heck to open up and share your struggles. But here's the truth, vulnerability is the foundation of genuine connection. Think about it like this. When you allow yourself to be seen, truly seen, by others, you create a space for them to do the same. And that's where the real magic happens. 2. Find your tribe. This doesn't have to be a big crew. It could be a handful of people who share your interests, values, or just get your sense of humor. Look for folks who make you feel energized and supported, not drained or judged. Join groups, clubs, online communities, anything that helps you connect with like-minded souls. 3. Practice active listening. When someone shares something with you, put down your phone, make eye contact, and truly listen. Ask questions, reflect back what they've said, and let them know you're there for them. Remember, sometimes the best thing you can offer is a listening ear and a safe space to share. 4. Celebrate each other. Life throws curveballs, but it also has moments of pure joy. Make time to celebrate each other's wins, big or small. A simple text message, a funny meme, or even just a genuine "you got this" can go a long way in boosting morale and strengthening your bond. 5. Give backs. One of the most powerful ways to build community is by giving back. Volunteer your time, offer help to someone in need, or simply be kind to strangers. By extending your support outward, you create a ripple effect of positivity that benefits everyone. Ever feel like you're constantly juggling a million things? You know that feeling when your to-do list seems longer than the Great Wall of China, and deadlines are looming like hungry wolves? Well, let me tell you, I've been there. Picture this. It's Monday morning, you're already running late, your coffee is cold, and your inbox looks like a battlefield after an epic war. You tried to tackle that mountain of emails, but then the phone rings, your boss needs something ASAP, and suddenly, your carefully crafted schedule is out the window. Sound familiar? But what if I told you there's a way to navigate those chaotic moments with more grace and resilience? That's where building a supportive community comes in. Imagine having people you can vent to, bounce ideas off of, or simply ask for a sanity check when things feel overwhelming. Knowing that you have a support system can make all the difference in weathering those stressful storms. It's like having your own personal cheerleader squad cheering you on even when you want to throw in the towel. Now, I know what you might be thinking, Brooklyn, this sounds great, but how do I actually find these amazing people? Well, it's easier than you think. Start by exploring your interests and hobbies. Join a book club, take a cooking class, or volunteer for a cause you care about. These shared experiences can create natural connections with like-minded individuals who understand your passions and challenges. And remember, building a supportive community takes time and effort. It's not just a one-time event. Be open to new connections, nurture existing relationships, and don't be afraid to reach out for help when you need it. So there you have it, the power of connection can truly transform your mental health journey. Don't underestimate the value of having people in your corner who support you, celebrate you, and help you navigate life's ups and downs. Remember, you're not alone in this adventure called life. Go out there, build your tribe, and let those connections shine bright. As always, thanks for tuning in to Modern Stoicism. Don't forget to hit that subscribe button and leave a review if you found this episode helpful. And remember, take what resonates with you, leave behind the rest, and keep striving for a life of purpose and meaning. Until next time, stay strong, stay connected, and keep rocking your world.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.